The Shoup Building at 222 Main Street. The Shoup Building is, in fact, three structures built in a tight rectangle at what is now designated 222 Main Street. All three were the work of James Gilbert Chandler, a Racine architect who had studied with D.R. Jones in Madison and established a practice here in 1879. The first to be built was the main section along State Street at the foot of the bridge and overlooking the river. The basement and the first two floors were built in 1893. The remaining three stories were added in 1899. The second section is a six-story addition built in 1902 on the south side of the main building and extending beyond it on the east. Tucked within the L formed by the original building and its addition is a two-story office and power plant, which was also constructed in 1902. The Shoup Building became an exercise in architectural styles for Chandler. The original building is a hulking, Richardsonian bulkwork of cream brick, red sandstone used for trim, and with a cave-like stone arch over what was originally the main entrance on State Street. The addition is a more reserved Romanesque, in a paler shade of cream brick, with segmentally arched windows as the motif. The little office building is a classical jewel box in buff-colored sandstone, decorated with columns, cornices, balustrades, modillions, and masks. The complex was built for Dr. Clarendon Shoup, who came to Racine about 1883 and began a patented medicine business here at about 1896. Dr. Shoup's nostrums were widely advertised and were sent throughout the world. As his sales increased, his buildings grew, and his businesses flourished until the passing of the Pure Food and Drug Act. In 1910, a three-year-old firm, which had just changed its name to Western Printing and Lithographic Company, moved into a portion of the building. It had been printing labels and literature for Dr. Shoup's products, and so it rented a small amount of space in the basement to be close to one of its best customers. The demand for Shoup's remedies was subsiding, just as Western's business was growing. And by 1914, when Dr. Shoup retired, Western took over the whole building and remained here until 1928, when it moved to a new plant on Mounds Avenue. In 1978, the building was purchased by Sanford Tube Sales Incorporated. An employee of this company discovered a gravestone that predated the building in the wall of the basement in 1983. Although no remains were found there, after being used as an industrial factory for its entire lifespan, S.C. Johnson & Son purchased the building in 1983, modernizing and renovating it into an office building, which opened for business in 1987. As well as cleaning the exterior for the first time in decades, S.C. Johnson used the building as a home for its Johnson Worldwide Associates division in the 1990s. The main tenant today is an office of accountancy for Clifton, Larson, and Allen.